two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For news.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of July. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the morning off. Right now, it's 77 degrees.
A few slow spots on the freeways, but nothing major. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour is a developing one. The first hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol is underway right now. ABC's Kyra Phillips is right outside the hearing room at the Capitol.
Talk about karma, good luck. I don't know what it is, but I was coming up the elevator here at the Hill, and lo and behold, the chairman, Benny Thompson, is the only one in the elevator. So I took advantage of that moment to talk to him about what's going to happen today. And I asked him point blank, could we see subpoenas for the former President Trump, for his daughter Ivanka, who was advising him that day on January 6th, even Kevin McCarthy. And he told me, Kira, nothing is off the table.
Democratic lawmakers have been giving their opening statements and showing a video of people rushing into the Capitol. We will continue to monitor the hearing and have an update in about 10 minutes. KSL News Time is 8:01. The other big developing story this morning is coming out of Tokyo, where superstar gymnast Simone Biles pulled out of the team competition earlier this morning due to a medical issue. KSL TV Olympic specialist Shara Park joined us from Tokyo with an update.
She got out there on the floor, and in her first vault, she only completed about half the rotation she was going to and came down. Had a little bit of a bobble there at the end and came off. You could tell visibly she was really upset, talking to her trainer, and then she got up and they walked out of the arena. And everybody was kind of scrambling, wondering what was going on. And a few minutes later, she came back out, hugged all of her teammates, took off her wrist straps, put on her warm-ups, and put on her mask. And then we got word that she had withdrawn from the team final. And then we got that statement from U.S. Gymnastics saying that it was a health-related issue. We don't know if that was necessarily physically or mentally, but a lot of people have talked about the mental strain on Team USA, especially Simone Biles. And she herself has even talked about it on her social media feeds over the last few days, feeling the pressure.
Shara tells us we don't know at this point if Biles will be able to compete in the individual competitions. A rebroadcast of the women's team gymnastic event from this morning will air during prime time tonight on KSL TV. We are hearing from the family of five of the eight victims in Sunday's huge pileup on I-15.
Everything happened really fast.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, there were deaths from three different vehicles, and five people from one extended family were killed in one SUV. Shannon Mortensen lost her brother, a sister-in-law, two nephews, and a niece. She talked about each of them to KSL TV.
His humor the most. He was great on stage and very captivating in person as well. The kids are tragic. Frankie was two. She was cherished in our family.
She says they were traveling home from a family reunion at Bear Lake. Authorities say when a semi rear-ended a pickup truck, several other vehicles ran into the back of that semi as they couldn't see in that dust storm on I-15. Shannon says she was shocked it could happen so fast and be so final. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Cedar City is under a state of emergency after monsoon rains turned streets into rivers. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Amanda, southern Utah has been hit hard with flooding this summer. Cedar City is just the latest to see 2 inches of rain fall in less than an hour. The deluge turned the Southern Utah University Stadium bleachers into a waterfall and the field into a moat. Mayor Miley Wilson-Edwards took to Twitter and Facebook to declare a state of emergency, saying damage is extensive and the Red Cross is setting up shelter for those who are flooded. The same storm triggered flash flood warnings and closures in three other counties. Officials warn people should avoid slot canyons for the near future and not to drive across flooded streets.
I'm searching this morning about 100 miles north of Phoenix for 16-year-old Faith Moore. She was swept away by floodwaters as rescuers tried to pull her from her car that was stranded in water.
It's really concerning, and our boss gave us the opportunity to come out and look for the day, so I really want to try and do that.
Volunteer Sam Laschivio said that he got time off work to join in the search. Police in Centerville are investigating a road rage-fueled hit-and-run. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the latest.
Centerville police say two men began arguing last night in a Walmart parking lot and became angry. Both drove across the street to a Target parking lot, and one of the men walked in front of the other's truck. Police say the driver of the truck then accelerated, running over the man and dragging him 50 feet. Police say the driver of the truck then fled. Police in Bountiful were able to track him down later, and they say he admitted to being involved. Detectives are now reviewing surveillance video and interviewing witnesses. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.